Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
It is a wonderful privilege to be able to come in the Lord's house.
实在是一个很大的特权，可以来到神的家里面。
And it is a wonderful privilege to be able to stand here before you and share the words that the Lord has placed on my heart.
更加是一个更大的特权，可以站在你们前面，为神分享。神摆在我心里面的说话。
Now this morning I'd like to share on what it means to be a servant.
今天的早上我想和大家分享怎样是做一个仆人。
I think most of us in this room know that God is looking for people who are after his own heart.
相信大家都知道神是寻找一个人是追求神的心的。
That God wants to make us, transform us,into the image of his son.
神希望造就我们好像神的儿子一样。
We know that our Lord was one who, not only did he come to serve, but that he was actually a perfect servant.
我们知道我们的主不单只是来到要服侍人，他也都是一个完全的仆人。
And there are times as we go through our daily, weekly lives that we justthink of God as one who wants our service.
有些时候在我们生活当中，我们会想到神是希望我们每一个人都服侍他。
That he's someone who just wants to consume our time.
我们可能会想神是一个需要我们完全时间的人。
In part, that is true.
这个想法是对的。
But that is not the whole truth.
但是不是完全对。
And that is not the real truth.
亦都唔系完全嘅真理。
Because what God is really after is our hearts.
因为神所需要得到嘅系我哋嘅心，唔系我哋嘅时间。
He wants us to become more like His Son.
佢希望我哋更加像佢嘅儿子一样。
He wants us to become more like that perfect servant.
佢希望我哋更加像嗰位完全嘅仆人。
Now, serving or service really just speaks to an act or an action.
服侍或者侍奉是讲及到一个动作或一个行为。
But being a servant speaks to a condition or a state.
但是作为一个仆人是讲及一个境况。
It's a state of having the right heart and the right attitude.
这个境况是要有一个是一个正确的心智。
Now as we look at Christ, it's not only the things that he did that was pleasing the Lord, to the Lord God.
当我们看到主耶稣基督是见到他不单止他只是所做的是正确。
But it was just as much, if not even more, how he did it.
是不单止他讲到他怎样去做的工作。
I mean, we can, I think, appreciate that more as we think about our own lives.
我们可以想想我们自己的生活里面。
Whether at work or at home.
在工作或者在家庭里面。
I know that at my house it gets messy quite often. Every day it gets messy.
我知道在我家里面经常都会搞得很乱。
And it's very easy for me to rant and rave and stir up a whole rage to whip my boys into shape to clean up the house.
我知道我每天都很容易就在家里面大吵大闹去逼我的仔去执屋。
And there are some times I don't know what gets into me, but I do that.
有时候我就系会咁做噶啦。
And then, as expected, the house gets clean.
咁当然间屋结果都系执好咗。
Now, do you think that makes me happy?
但系咁样系咪令到我高兴嘅咧
？I can enjoy the clean house.
咁我当然系享用到一间好清洁嘅屋企。
But that doesn't give me any happiness at all.
但系实在唔系令我高兴嘅。
Knowing the way that I had to do it in order to accomplish my goal.
因为我需要大吵大闹才可以完成我的目的。
At that point in time, there's no happiness in the house.
在那个时候根本在家里面没有喜乐
的。I mean, God kind of sees us in the same way in His house.
神在他家看这件事也是一样。
Except He's not like me. He's not going to stir up a rage to get us into shape.
但神不是好像我一样这样不会大吵大闹不会周围闹人。
But he actually gives that work to the Holy Spirit.
他将这个工作是给了圣灵。
And we know in our hearts that we should be serving the Lord.
我知道在我们的心，我们心知道我们需要服侍神。
Taking care of the matters of his house.
要在他家里面 作管家。
You know, in whatever sense that means, whether here in the assembly or back at in our house at work.
无论喺我哋工作或者喺我哋嘅聚会点。
God doesn't want us to be those individuals who are just complaining and moaning.
神希望我哋做嗰啲成日去投诉嘅人。
What brings Him satisfaction and happiness is when we're able to be obedient and willing.
怎样可以令到神满足呢？就是当我们去信服神的时候。
Now, it's very easy for us then to get caught up in all these religious activities.
我们平时很容易就集中了在很多的聚会仪式上面，宗教仪式上面。
Particularly when we come into this assembly, into these walls here.
特别当我们来到这个聚会四凤墙的中间。
So, as we do come together, we have to pause for a moment.
当我们来到的时候，我们需要去停顿一下。
And just think about how is it that we're actually serving the Lord, and not so much what it is that we're doing.
我们要思想一下我们是怎样去服侍神的呢？不是只是想到我们做些什么去服侍神。
Because true service originates from our heart.
因为真正的服侍是在我们的心来发出的。
I'd like to look at the book of Isaiah this morning.
今天早上我想跟大家分享以赛亚书。
Would you please turn your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 49?
请打开以赛亚书第49章。
Isaiah chapter 49.
以赛亚书第49章。
We're going to read through the first six verses.
是一至六节。
Verse 1.Listen to me, O islands, and pay attention, you peoples from afar. The Lord called me from the womb. From the body of my mother He named me, and He has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of His hand He has concealed me, and He has also made me a select arrow. He has hidden me in His quiver, and He said to me, You are my servant Israel, in whom I will show my glory. But I said, I have toiled in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing in vanity. Yet surely the justice due to me is with the Lord.And my reward with my God. And now says the Lord who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him in order that Israel might be gathered to him. For I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God is my strength. He says, It is too small a thing that you should be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also make you a light of the nations, so that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth.
以赛亚书第49章第一至六节。众海岛啊，当听我言；远方的众民啊，留心而听。自我出胎，耶和华就选召我；自出母腹，他就提我的名。他使我的口如快刀，将我藏在他手刃之下；又使我成为磨亮的箭，将我藏在他箭袋之中。对我说：你是我的仆人以色列，我必因你得荣耀。我却说：我劳碌是徒然，我尽力是虚无虚空。然而我当得的，你必在耶和华那里；我的赏赐必在我神那里。耶和华从我出胎。造就我作他的仆人，要使雅各归向他，使以色列到他那里聚集。原来耶和华看我为尊贵，我的神也成为我的力量。现在他说：你作我的仆人，使雅各众支派复兴，使以色列终得保存的归回，尚为小事。我还要使你作外邦人的光，叫你施行我的救恩，直到地极。
Now, let's just take another moment, come back to our Lord in prayer.
愿意我哋低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words that you do give to us.
天父，我们感谢你赐下你的话语给我们。
We thank you for the living word himself.
感谢你给我们这些活的话。
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主耶稣基督。
Who came as a servant.
你来到这个地上作为仆人。
So that we may be saved.
令到我们可以得救。
So that we may be able to know you.
使我们可以认识你。
We want to commit this time back to your hands,
将以下的时间系交喺你手上面
that you may be able to freely work within all of us,
令到你可以好自由嘅喺我哋嘅心里面工作
we pray that none of the words that you have placed on us would be lost or hidden,
愿意将你嘅话系唔会流失去地道
but that your light may be able to expose your truths,
愿你嘅光系光照我哋
guide us and lead us,
带领教导我哋
as we speak and as we listen.
当我们讲的听的
that your presence would be amongst us.
你的同在与我们一起
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
以上的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求
Amen. Amen. I'd like this morning then to focus on the servant that is spoken about here in chapter 49 of Isaiah.
今天早上我想集中在以赛亚书这里所讲的仆人。
And I was drawn to this particular passage for a number of reasons.
我被这段圣经吸引是有几个原因。
One of them was because of the time, the condition of the people, the nation of Israel during Isaiah.
第一个原因就是因为以色列在以赛亚书当时的境况。
I don't think it's really too much different than the times that we are living today.
因为他们那时的境况和我们今天的境况是差不多。
There was a lot of service that the people performed for the Lord God.
那时的人是有很多的服侍，很多的侍奉去为神做。
We know from reading the beginning of Isaiah and then also just some other readings from our Friday night time of fellowship in Hosea that people were very religious.
我们知道在以赛亚书头几章和星期五晚我们读的何西亚书当中，我们都知道以色列人那时是非常之神圣的。
There were a lot of people offering up sacrifices.
那时的人是这样献祭。
There were people lifting up their hands in prayer to God.
他们举手向神祈祷。
But the people did not know God.
但那时的人不认识神。
They were displeasing to God.
是不得神喜悦的。
Because they were not living truthfully before Him.
因为他们没在神里面诚实地活着。
They were not worshiping truthfully.
他们不是用心灵诚实去敬拜。
There were many idols in their lives.
在他们生命里面有很多的偶像。
Just as I'm afraid there are many idols that are in our lives as well.
同样在我们今天的生命里面也有很多的偶像。
So the first portion of Isaiah, God deals with the Israelites and with the nations around them because of their idolatry.
所以在以色列的上一半神就对付这些以色列人和以色列周围那些国家。
But here in the second half of the book of Isaiah, we really see God's grace.
但是在以赛亚书的下一半我们实在是见到神的恩典。
We really see how God is one who chooses to comfort his people.
因为我们见到神是拣选他的人民是要去安慰他们。
And not only that, but he wants to offer his salvation.
不单止这样神是希望是赐给这些人民救恩。
And he does this all through a servant.
他做这些事情都是从一个仆人来做的。
So this servant in some instances is represented by the nation of Israel.
这个仆人一方面看是就是以色列国。
But in some instances, it can only refer to our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
但是另一方面来看这位仆人唯一是只是可以指向我们的主耶稣基督的。
Now, Isaiah is a wonderful book.
以赛亚书是一个非常之好奇妙的书。
It's almost like the New Testament or the Old Testament.
就好像旧约里面的新约一样。
Because it, I think, provides us with the fullest revelation of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament.
因为我们在以赛亚书我们看到是耶稣基督最完善的启示。
And here in the second half of Isaiah, in chapter 49, we see the picture of this servant.
咁在49章在以赛亚书下一半嗰度，我哋见到呢个仆人呢位图画。
Who was to be their Messiah?
就是佢哋嘅尼赛亚。
The servant was the one who was going to save the people.
呢位仆人就系嗰位要拯救万民嘅人。
And so I think it is important for us as believers in the Messiah.
所以我哋作为尼赛亚嘅相信尼赛亚嘅人。
To be able to take hold of that which is spoken about the servant.
我们非常之我们需要去找紧这一点。
Because all over the second half of the book of Isaiah, there's a servant spoken of.
因为在以赛亚书下一半那里经常都是讲主的仆人。
And the servant has some very outstanding qualities.
这位仆人是有非常之好的品格。
You might even say they're his defining qualities.
是他最主要的品格。
So then as people who aspire to become more Christ-like, we need to hold on to these qualities.
所以我们作为需要无成主的形象的人，我们需要明白找紧这些品格。
We need to learn to become more like that perfect servant.
我们要学习成为这位完美的仆人。
Chapter 49 is the second of four passages that is commonly known as the servant songs.
第49章是以赛亚书里面，以赛亚书里面有四本是讲及，是讲到仆人的，的歌，那第49章是，四章里面的第二章。
So in these songs, these passages, we really get a portrayal of who the servant is and his outstanding qualities.
所以在，这几章里面我们实在看到，主的仆人所需要有的品格。
There's a couple of things that I would like to point out.
咁有几点我愿意指出嚟嘅。
About this servant.
係关于呢位仆人嘅。
That he was one who was called from the womb, from the very beginning.
咁呢位仆人係喺我哋自出胎嘅时候已经被选召㗎啦。
From the body of his mother, he was already named.
係自出母胎嘅时候耶和华已经提起佢嘅名。
We know that this really speaks of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我相信我们知道这个实际是指向我们主耶稣基督的。
That while he was still in his mother's womb,
当他仍然在他妈妈的腹胎里面,
an angel of the Lord appeared to Mary.
神的天使就来到玛利亚。
And the angel said, you shall name him Jesus.
这位天使就叫玛利亚要将这位 BB 起名做耶稣。
Jesus means the Lord saves.
耶稣的解释就是神拯救。
Because that was what this child, this servant was called to do.
因为这位这个幼儿这位仆人所作的就是要这么做。
Now we as children of God have also been called from the beginning.
我们作为神的儿女也都同样是在起初的时候已经被选召的了。
Each and every one of us has been called.
每一个人我们每一个人都是已经被选召的了。
Now, we were fearfully and wonderfully made in our mother's womb.
我们在母胎神已经是很好仔细咁样去计划我哋。
God made us in His image.
神系照住佢嘅样式去做我哋。
To have His life, to have His spirit.
要我哋得到佢嘅生命，要得到佢嘅灵。
To know Him, to experience Him.
去认识佢，去经历佢。
To love Him, to serve Him.
去爱佢，去服侍佢。
God chose us before the foundations of the world to be holy and to be blameless.
神喺地成之前已经选召我哋要作圣洁。无瑕疵的人。
From the very beginning, He wanted us to have salvation.
在起初的时候，神已经选召我们要得到这个救恩。
So that really is an amazing thing that God has chosen us.
这件实在一件奇妙的事，因为神已经选召了我们了。
That He hasn't rejected us.
他没有弃掉我们。
Right, that He has chosen this lump of dirt.
他选择了我们这班尘土不如的人。
He has chosen this lump of dirt.
他选择了这个如尘土不如的人。
And he's chosen all you lumps of dirt out there.
他选择了你们所有这些尘土不如的人。
Who believe in the Lord Jesus.
你们相信主耶稣。
He has chosen you to be his people.
他选召了你作他的人民。
To come and serve him.
来到他的面前去服侍他。
Now that's a wonderful thing. God does not reject any of us.
这个实在一件奇妙的事，因为神是不会弃掉我们任何一个。
We may see shortcomings in one another.
可能在我们当中我们看到对方的缺点。
Maybe we even see shortcomings in ourselves.
可能在我们自己当中看到我们自己的缺点。
And yes, God sees these as well.
但是神也都看到这些缺点。
But he still wants to work with us.
但是神仍然选择与我们同工。
A lot of times we don't think, we don't want to believe that we're called.
有很多时候我们不想相信我们是被选召的。
We all only want to think that we're called to have salvation.
有时我们只是想到就是我们被选召是只是得到这个救恩。
And, a lot of us can just be satisfied with this.
有很多人得救已经满足了。
And then sometimes maybe we recognize, okay, yeah, God does call me to serve as well.
有些时候我们会想到哦原来神真是选召我们去服侍的。
And so sometimes there's those people in our lives, whether it's our wives or maybe an older brother or sister that kind of kicks us in the butt to move us along.
咁可能有啲时候喺我哋生命里面，可能就有啲年长嘅弟兄或者我哋嘅太太丈夫就逼我哋去服侍啦。
So we can kind of accept that.
咁我哋就接受啦。
But to be a servant,
但系作为一个仆人
，No, that's not for me.
作为一个仆人唔系我嗰行嘅。
I'm only leave that for these older brethren.
淨係嗰啲比較年長嘅弟兄至可以做仆人。
Only those brothers who are called to serve full time.
嗰啲全職嘅仆人至係主嘅仆人。
God doesn't want me to be a servant.
神唔想我作佢嘅仆人。
That's our mentality.
好多時呢啲就係我哋嘅想法。
But we know God does want us to be a servant.
但我们知道神实在希望我们作祂的仆人,
that He has called us from the beginning.
祂是由起初已经选召我们作仆人,
yeah, we may feel that we're not qualified.
有些时候我们觉得我们没有资格去做仆人,
and we know that we actually are not qualified.
我们知道我们实在是没有资格的,
but we will never be qualified by just sitting around.
但我们永远不可以就这样什么都不做而成为有资格。
It's just like at my workplace.
就好像在我的工作地方,
we build satellites.
我是做那些卫星的,
we have hundreds, if not thousands, of parts that need to be qualified.
一个卫星里面有上千的零件需要去检查,知道它有资格。
And within each one of these parts, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of smaller parts that also need to be tested and qualified.
每一个零件里面亦都有上千的更小的零件是需要去检验的。
You don't just pull these parts off the shelf one day and find that they're qualified.
去检验它们呢? 你不是就这样有一天拿那些小的零件逐件逐件去试。
They only get qualified when they're put through a series of tests.
你唯有是将这些零件去慢慢去试验,这样才可以知道它是不是合格。
And sometimes as they go through testing, they break.
有时他们经过试验的时候,他会破裂。
And they need to be fixed.
需要去修理。
But in the end, they get qualified.
但最后他们都是会变成有合格的。
So in much the same way, that is how we are like.
同样我们亦都好像这些零件一样。
We as different lumps of dirt, we need to be qualified.
我们是如尘土不如的人,我们需要去变成合格。
We don't start there automatically in that state.
我们不是一开始已经是合格的状况。
But the only way that we can get qualified is if we start in that qualification process.
我们唯一可以成为合格的,就是开始这个试验的过程。
And it happens when we choose to listen to God.
怎么开始呢?就是我们选择去聆听神的话语的时候。
When we choose to hear His calling.
当我们选择去接受祂的呼召,
to become a disciple, to become a servant.
作为祂的门徒,作为祂的仆人。
For when we do, God will begin to change us.
当我们这样做的时候,神会慢慢去改造我们。
And then one day, He will make us into that holy and blameless person.
有一天,祂就会改造我们做那个完全圣洁,无瑕疵的人。
In verse 2, we see that the servant was one who had a mouth that was like a sharp sword.
在第二节那里讲到,仆人是有一个,口是如快刀。
Our Lord Jesus Christ was one whose mouth was like a sharp sword.
我们的主耶稣基督的口就是好像一把快刀一样。
Now, He did not speak on His own initiative. He did not speak on His own accord, His own initiative.
他自己没有为自己说话。
But He spoke based on what the Father gave Him.
但是祂所说的是神所托付祂所说的。
And whatever the Father gave to Him, He passed along to His disciples.
神摆什么在祂的心里面,主耶稣就将那些东西讲给祂的门徒听。
We know that our Lord Christ was the living Word.
我们知道我们的主的话是活的话。
He was God's ultimate expression manifest in the flesh.
他是神的真像显露出来。
And that the Word of God we know is living and active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword.
神的话是活泼的,是有功效的,是比一切两刃的刀剑都更快。
It pierces as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow.
甚至灵与魂,骨节与骨髓都能刺入。
It's able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
是连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
This is who our Lord is. This is His mouth. These are His words.
这位就是我们的主了,他的话就是这样活泼的。
So a servant's mouth should be like this.
所以一个作仆人的口应该就像我们的主的口一样。
It should be sharp enough to penetrate and to divide.
是要好像两刃的剑那么快,是能够将所有的东西剖开。
It should be able to discern and discriminate between that which is of the flesh and that which is of the spirit.
是应该能分别出属肉体的和属灵的。
It's amazing the gift of speech that the Lord created us with.
神给我们每个人的讲话的才能是非常奇妙的。
You know, as we think about it, there is no other No other creature in all of creation that has this ability like we do to speak.
当你想下，在这个世界里面没有任何的动物有好像我们这个讲话的才能一样。
I mean to this high level, to this complexity.
好像我们所讲的这么复杂。
I mean we can spend a lot of time just talking about the wonderful gift of speech that God has created us with.
我们可以花很多时间去讲及到神赐给我们天父的才能，这个讲话的才能。
But I don't want to focus on that this morning.
但今天早上我不愿意集中在这一点上面。
But what I do want to point out about our gift of speech is that we can either do one of two things with it.
但我就是想指出我们的言语是可以做到以下其中两样的事。
That we can either use it to bless or we can use it to curse.
我们可以用来祝福人或者去诅咒人。
I think a lot of times our mouths are too sharp.
有些时候我们的口是很牙尖嘴利的。
That it's like an uncontrollable sword that's just going out of control.
好像一把失控了剑，那就失控的去周围去伤害到人。
We know that the book of James, it's written that our tongues are like a fire.
在雅各书那里讲到我们的舌头就好像火一样。
It's out of control. It's able to set a whole forest on fire.
是失控的，是可以令到整个森林去燃起火来。
And that we're unable to tame it.
我们是没能够去熄了这个火。
We're unable to control it. We have loose and lying lips.
我们的口是很松懈的，我们没办法去控制到它。
We brag and we boast.
我们会自夸。
We cast down others. We slander. We gossip.
我们会去讲闲话，我们会去诬蔑人哋。
Instead of controlling our mouths, we often find that our mouths control us.
好多时候我哋唔系我哋控制我哋口，却系我哋嘅口系控制咗我哋。
I've heard before that a person who is talkative can speak up to 30,000 words a day.
我听过一件事就系一个好谈嘅人，一日可以讲到30,000个字。
I had to think about that. 30,000 words a day.
三万个字一日。
That works out to be 30 words every minute.
每一个分钟就有30个字。
That is if you're the normal person and you're awake 16 hours of the day.
如果你是每一日是16个钟是醒的话。
Can you imagine that talking 30 words a minute?
你会想象到。你可唔可以想象到一日每一分钟讲三十个字呢
？You know, I don't think this is too far from the truth. I have someone in my house who talks almost that much.
我其实真系都相信，因为喺我自己屋企里面就一个咁样嘅小朋友。
And you know the problem with people who talk so much？
你知唔知道呢啲讲咁多嘢人嘅问题喺边度咧
？They often end up sticking their foot in their mouths.
好多时候佢哋就将只脚塞咗落个口度。
The expression, they end up saying things that they really don't mean to say.
是自食其果，即是他们讲一些他们不想讲的东西。
So for those of us who talk a lot, I think those of us who do, we already know. We need to be careful.
相信那些自己承认自己好谈的人都知道这些是实在的事。
No, but there are others of us who have the opposite problem.
但有很多就有另外一个相对的问题。
Our mouths are too dull.
我们的口是太迟钝的。
We don't know what to say.
我们不知道讲什么。
We don't know how to say it.
我们不知道怎样去讲什么。
It's like our mouths are mute or they're paralyzed.
就好像我们的口好像瘫一样。
We forget to say thank you.
我们忘记了去讲多谢。
We don't know how to encourage others.
我们不知道怎样去鼓励其他人。
And in so doing, we fail to build up the body of Christ.
令到我们不可以建立主的身体。
Now the Lord would want his servant to be one who is teachable.
我们的主是想他的仆人是受教有受教的心。
And that the servant would be one who has a teachable tongue.
希望他的仆人是一个受教的舌头。
If we're to flip over one chapter to Isaiah chapter 50.
如果大家看下一章第五十章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
This is from the third of the four servant songs that I had mentioned earlier.
咁第五十章就係頭先所講四章關於主嘅仆人嘅詩裏面第三章嘅詩歌。
Isaiah chapter 50 verse 4 reads, The Lord God has given me the tongue of disciples that I may know how to sustain the weary one with a word. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to listen as a disciple.
第五十章第四節那裡講到主耶和華賜我受教者的舌頭，使我知道怎樣用言語輔助疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能聽，使受教者一樣，像受教者一樣。
That's what the Lord wants us to have, a tongue of a disciple.
这个就是主希望我们所得到的，就是一个受教者的舌头。
A tongue that is useful for the Lord God Himself.
一个舌头是可以被神所用的。
To help pick up, to help sustain those who are weary.
是可以帮助那些疲乏的人。
It really speaks about knowing what to say and how to say it.
实在讲及到我们要知道需要去说什么话，和去怎样说这些话。
Being sensitive enough to the needs that are around you.
他是要看到我们周围的人的需要。
And then responding.
亦都要对他们有回应。
If someone is in need of encouragement, then we go and encourage.
如果我们周围的人有需要鼓励的话，我们就去鼓励他们。
If someone is in need of reproof or exhortation, then we go and reprove or exhort.
如果有人是需要去受教的话，我们就去指教他们。
It also means that there may be some times when we don't need to say anything.
亦都讲到有些时候我们是需要肃静的。
When we need to learn to be silent.
我们要学习去宁静。
Now, as we recall our Lord, there were times when He was silent.
当我们去想起我们主的时候，他有很多的时候，他都是肃静的，保持。
There were several instances in the Gospels where it was recorded that the Lord chose not to reveal Himself.
在福音书里面有几个时候，我们的主是选择不去显露他自己。
He could have said something.
他是可以在那个时候去讲一些说话。
But he chose not.
但他选择去不说那些话。
Because it was not his time.
因为那个不是他的时间。
We can flip back to Isaiah chapter 42.
我们看看以赛亚书第42章。
Chapter 42, verse 2.
第42章第二节。
It reads of the servant. This is the first of the four servant songs. He will not cry out or raise his voice, nor make his voice heard in the street.
第42章第二节，第42章就是第一首讲及仆人的诗歌。他不圈养，不扬声，也不是街上听见他的声音。So
there were definitely times when our Lord was like this.
所以我们见到我们的主实在有时间是这样的。He
chose not to proclaim himself.
他选择不去张扬自己。
He at times chose not to demand his own rights.
他选择不去要求他的权利。
But that he was like that silent sheep going before its shearer.
就好像那个羔羊在手下是无声的。
There are times that Jesus chose to conceal his identity.
亦都见到有时候耶稣是选择去隐藏他的身份。
He chose to conceal himself in the shadow of God's hand.
他选择是隐藏在神的荫下。
Just as is written in verse 2 of Isaiah.
就好像49章第二节那里所讲。
There are times when the Lord God wants us to be concealed in His hand.
有很多时候我们的主希望我们在祂的手印下面隐藏。
There are times when He wants us to be hidden in His quiver.
有时候是希望我们成为祂箭袋里面的箭是隐藏出来的，隐藏在里面的。
So the tongue of the disciple isn't always talking.
所以受教者的舌头不一定是成日都是说话的。
But the tongue of the disciple is always listening.
但是受教者的舌头是常常都是聆听的。
In Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4, the second half, we read how the Lord God awakens us morning by morning. He awakens His servant's ear to listen as a disciple.
在五十章第四节的第二诀那里就讲到，主每天早晨都提醒我们的耳朵，使我们能听，像受教者一样。
If we never learn how to listen to the Lord, we will never learn how to speak to the Lord.
如果我们从来没有学习怎样聆听神的话语，我们永远不可以有受教者的舌头。
Morning by morning, we need to wait before the Lord.
每天早上我们都需要等候神。
And not just to use all that time speaking to Him, asking Him, to meet our needs.
唔係誒用嗰陣時嘅時間向神去誒求什麼誒誒要什麼。
We need to learn to meditate and to listen.
我哋要去學習去誒去誒聆聽我哋嘅誒主嘅話。
For only when we learn how to listen will we learn how to speak.
因為只有誒我哋學到誒聆聽嘅功課，我哋才可以學習到啊説話嘅功課。
In verse 3 of Isaiah 49.
喺第49章第三節。
We can get a picture of how the Lord was one who honored and glorified the Lord God.
我哋睇到啊，主耶穌作為仆人係一位啊榮耀神嘅人。
That in our Lord's last moments with his disciples, he prayed to his Father.
喺我哋嘅主喺地上嘅最後一段時間，佢就向神有呢個禱告。
He proclaimed, "I have glorified thee on earth."
佢講到我喺地上已經榮耀你。
This is what he came to do. He came to glorify the Father God on earth.
呢個就係佢嚟到呢個地上嘅目的，就係要榮耀我哋嘅父。
Because he was able to accomplish all the work that the Father God had given to him.
因為佢已經成全咗所有神要佢喺地上所作嘅事。
Now this is Christ's ultimate goal, to glorify his Father God.
呢個就係基督最終極嘅目的，就係要榮耀父。
Now, the role of Christ in the eternal purpose of God is to subject all the creation under the feet of the Lord God.
基督喺神永遠嘅旨意嘅目的就係要將地上一切所有嘅都喺佢嘅腳下伏喺佢嘅腳下。
And part of the way that he does this is through salvation.
其中一點就係佢所作嘅就係救恩，就係佢嘅拯救。
But we must not think that salvation was God or Jesus' ultimate goal.
但我哋唔可以覺得拯救係基督唯一嘅目的。
It was really just an intermediate goal.
係只係一個中期嘅目的。
Now, salvation is just a way, it just paves the way by which we're able to reach God's ultimate goal.
救恩只係去達到神永遠旨意嘅一個步驟。
And that is to bring glory and honor back to him.
嗰個整個神永遠目的就係要將榮耀歸俾神。
This is what the servant is called to do.
呢個就係主嘅仆人被召嗰個目的。
This is what the Lord God desires to do within his servants.
呢個就係神希望佢喺佢嘅仆人身上所作嘅。
It starts with salvation.
係救恩，係由救恩開始。
But it doesn't end there.
但係唔係喺救恩嗰度停落嚟。
We are to become the praise of His glory.
我哋要成為佢嘅榮耀。
And we can become the praise of His glory when we learn to glorify God in our bodies.
我哋唯一可以學習，我哋需要學習喺佢身體上面去榮耀主。
This means learning to present our bodies as a living and a holy sacrifice unto God.
所講到嘅就係我哋要學習將我哋嘅身體獻上成為活祭。
You know, but this goes so against our human natures.
但係呢個實在係同我哋嘅人性係完全相反嘅。
Now we struggle so much to give up of ourselves.
我哋好多時都掙扎將我哋整個人獻上。
Because we're people who want to live for ourselves.
因為我哋係一班淨係希望為自己而活嘅人。
We're people who want to be first.
我哋係一班成為希望成日都做第一嘅人。
We want to glorify ourselves. We want the attention. We want the praise.
我哋希望榮耀自己，我哋希望得到注意力，我哋希望得到人哋嘅讚同。
You know, we're so selfish and so proud. We're so occupied with ourselves.
我哋係好自私嘅，係好驕傲，係充滿咗自己嘅。
You know, we're seldom willing to lower ourselves and become a servant.
我哋係好少時候係願意係順服喺神裏面作為一個仆人。
We're seldom willing to be one who is humble.
我哋唔會希望係謙虛作一個仆人。
Now there's a story that I'd like to share with you.
咁有一個故事我願意同大家分享。
It's a story that happened back during the American Revolution, during the 1770s.
咁係喺發生喺16世紀係美國嗰陣時有革命嗰陣時嘅時候發生嘅。
There was this non-commissioned officer, a corporal.
咁嗰陣時係一個上尉喺軍隊裏面。
And he had the task of building the structure.
咁佢就有一件嘅工作係要起一個嘅建築物。
And there was this heavy beam that he was trying to get his men to lift up.
咁嗰陣時就有一個好重嘅木 牧柱，佢就需要佢嗰啲属下去举起。
So the men were struggling to lift up this heavy beam.
咁嗰啲佢嘅属下就好困难嘅，就要举起呢支牧柱。
But they were struggling in vain.
但系佢哋就系劳力系枉然嘅。
And so then a stranger, a passerby, came and spoke to this corporal.
咁一个陌生人就喺条路度经过，咁就走过嚟同呢个上尉去倾偈。
And the stranger asked the corporal, "Why aren't you helping these men?"
咁呢个上呢个陌生人就问呢个上尉，点解你唔帮你嘅下属呢
？And this corporal, speaking like he was an emperor, said, "I am a corporal."
咁呢个上尉就讲好似一个皇帝咁讲，我系一个上尉。
So this passerby responded and said, "You are you?"
呢个陌生人就讲，你真系一个上尉。
I did not know that you were a corporal.
我完全唔知道，我睇唔出你系一个上尉。
I beg your pardon.
咁嗰个上尉就讲，对唔住，你讲咩话
？So this passerby took off his cloak, took off his hat.
咁呢个陌生人就除晒嗰啲衫，除咗佢顶帽。
He rolled up his sleeves and he went to help the man pick up his beam.
咁佢就举起嗰啲袖，就开始去帮嗰啲下属去一齐去举呢个木柱。
So after the job was done with much struggle,
咁结果嗰条木柱系举起咗，成个工程都完成。
The stranger came back and said to the corporal.
咁呢个陌生人就走翻嚟同呢个上尉讲。
He said, "Mr. Corporal,"
上尉先生。
When you have another such job and have not enough men,
咁当你再有另外一个相同嘅工作嘅时候，但系你又冇咁多嘅人手
，send for your commander in chief, and I will come and help you a second time.
咁你就去你嗰、那个上帅嗰度讲你请你再嚟帮我啦。
The corporal was in shock.
咁呢个上尉就好惊讶。
General George Washington, the first president of the United States.Had just helped him.
原来那个佐治华盛顿总统就是那个美国第一任总统，原来就刚刚是帮他刚刚做的那个陌生人。
God measures greatness not by our service.
神是去看一个人有几大，不是看我们做了有几多东
西。He measures greatness by those who become a servant.
他看一个仆人有几大，是看他怎样成为一个仆人。
In the Gospel of Matthew, our Lord said,
在马太福音那里我们的主讲到
Whoever wishes to be greatest among you shall be your servant.
你们中间谁愿为大的就必作你们的仆人、用人。
Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave.
谁愿为首就必作你的仆人。
We need to learn to be those servants and those slaves.
我们要学习作为那些用人和仆人。
It's learning to let go, to give up of yourself, to give up of your rights.
是要学习去弃掉你的权利，放弃你的权利。
Just as our Lord Jesus Christ did.
就好像我们主耶稣基督一样。
It means to be humble.
是要谦虚。
And at times it even means we may have to suffer.
有些时候这样可能是我们需要去受苦难。
For the sake of time, we're not going to look at it today, but if we were to look at the fourth servant song in Isaiah 52 and 53, we will see that the Lord is that suffering servant.
咁因为时间缘故，我哋今日唔会讲啦。但如果你睇42同53章，以赛亚书42同53章，我哋实在睇到我哋嘅主系一个受苦嘅仆人。
Only when he became that suffering servant was the Lord God able to be glorified.
唯有主耶稣成为嗰个受苦嘅仆人，主。我们的神才可以得到荣耀。
If he chose not to lower himself and humble himself, then God the Father would not have received the glory that he deserved.
如果主耶稣选择不去谦虚去自己，神永远得不到他想得的荣耀。
That is what will also happen in our lives.
同样在我们的生命里面都一样。
If we fail to humble ourselves, we are always putting ourselves first.
如果我哋冇将我哋自己谦虚下嚟，成日都系将自己摆喺第一位嘅时候
，then God's going to be last。
神就会系喺最后最尾二嗰、那个，最尾嗰、那个。
But when we learn to put ourselves last，
但系当我哋学习将我哋自己摆喺最后一位嘅时候
，then God will be exalted。
神就会得荣耀啦。
And He will be honored and glorified。
神就会得尊荣得荣耀。
Let's move on to verse 4。
再睇第四节。
Here in verse 4, we see that this servant was one who toiled in vain, that he spent his strength for nothing and vanity.
在第四节那里讲到我们看到这个仆人是劳碌 徒然嘅，但系佢尽力亦都系虚空虚无嘅。
You know, if there was ever a person who could claim that he did things in vain, it would be our Lord Jesus.
如果呢个世界上有一个人，佢讲佢自己真系劳碌徒然嘅话，呢位只系得我哋主耶稣一个。
Here we are in the book of Isaiah, in the time of Isaiah, 800 or so years before the Lord, the time of our Lord, that we see this prophecy.
在以赛亚书这里，是主来之前800年，我们已经看到这个先知了，这个预言了。
Now when we examine the life of our Lord,
当我们看我们主耶稣的生命的时候，
we know that he spoke so many sermons.
我知道 他在地上讲过很多的道。
He taught the people so much.
他教很多东西，教将很多的训诲教导他的人。
And yet he was so misunderstood.
但他完全是被误会的。
I mean, in fact, the Lord Jesus at one point in time referred to the prophet Isaiah.
当主在地上的时候，他有一次是去讲翻以赛亚书的预言。
How the people would keep on hearing, but they would not understand.
那里讲到人是这么听，但是完全不明白。
How the people would keep on seeing, but they would not perceive.
人是有眼去看，但是完全看不见。
Oh, the Lord was so misunderstood.
我们的主是被完全误会的。
And not only that, but he was so taken advantage of.
他也是被人去拿着数的，整天都。
The crowds followed him wherever he went.
那些人群整天都跟着他。
People were reaching up just to touch him.
那人走过来只是为了要见他。
Knowing that he had these powers.
因为知道他有这个能力。
The powers to heal.
有这个医治的能力。
He performed all these miracles.
他做很多的神迹。
It's almost like a circus show.
就好像一个马戏团一样。
Now, what new trick could Jesus do today? Let's go see.
你估这个耶稣会做什么马戏呢？
We remember the story of those 10 lepers.
我记得那个十个瘸腿人的故事，麻风人的故事。
He healed them. He told them to go and be cleansed, to go to the temple and be cleansed.
他医治他们，叫他们去到圣殿那里。
And so these lepers went and they were cleansed and they were healed of their leprosy.
那这些麻风的人真的去了圣殿，他们也都被医治。
And we remember only one came back.
但是只有一个回来主那里。
Oh, how disappointing that must have been for our Lord.
我们的主一定很失望。
And then we think about the people around him.
也都思想一下主周围身边的人。
We think of those he came to save. We think of those people he came to save.
我们想下那些他来到地上要拯救的人。
That in the week before he entered into Jerusalem.
在他入耶路撒冷之前那个礼拜。
That he cried out.
他就向神去咁喊。
Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷。
The city that kills the prophets and stones those sent to her.
耶路撒冷，你杀神派来的先知。
How often I wanted to gather you together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings.
时常我希望是将你聚埋一起，好似母鸡聚佢啲小鸡一样。
But you would not have it.
但你唔会得到。
You see the Lord's heart, his desire, his passion.
你可以见到主嘅心，佢嘅心。
He wants to gather these people together.
佢希望聚集佢嘅人民。
But they refused.
但呢啲人民拒绝。
Now, if there was ever any person who could claim or could say his work was done in vain, it could be our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以真系见到呢个世上唯一可以话佢劳碌徒然嘅人就系我哋主一个。
No, he had all the right to claim this.
佢有所有嘅权利去自称佢劳碌无言徒然。
Because we as his people have failed to respond to his call.
因为我哋作为佢嘅人民系拒绝接受佢嘅选召。
So you would think that our Lord Jesus Christ was one who would have experienced a great discouragement, great sadness.
所以我们看到我们的主就是受到最终沮丧的人。
You know, in our own lives,
就好像在我们的生命里面,
I think there is also a lot of sadness.
有很多的伤心的事,
but there's a lot of discouragement.
有很多, 很多的失败。
A lot of us, to some degree, feel kind of the same way that our Lord Jesus Christ felt.
很多时候我们就觉得我们就好像我们主耶稣所感受到的一样。
that we were misunderstood.
我们是被误会的.
Maybe we were that one person in our class that no one seems to understand. We don't have any friends.
就好像一班里面唯一那个没朋友完全没人跟你聊天的那个.
Or maybe we feel like we're that person who's taken for granted.
或者我们觉得是被人拿着数那个.
We work so hard.
我们很勤力地做事.
We do all the chores at home.
在家里面做所有的苦工.
No one says thank you.
但是没有人向你说多谢.
Or maybe there's times when we just feel we're spending so much time trying to win somebody over to Christ.
或者有些时候我们希望我们的朋友得救.
We share with them, we pray for them, we live an upright testimony before them.
我们跟他传福音，为他祷告，也在他面前做一个见证.
And yet nothing happens.
但是他结果都是没有接受.
It'd be really easy for us to arrive at the same conclusion that the preacher in Ecclesiastes reached.
我们很容易是可以好像传道书里面作者所讲的总结.
Where he wrote, vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
那里所说虚空是虚空，所有东西都是虚空。
Sometimes we really feel this way in life.
很多时候我们的生命里面就是这样感受到。
There is more sadness than there is happiness.
是悲伤的时候，是多过喜乐的时候。
But here in verse 4 of Isaiah 49,
但是在49章第4节那里讲到,
we need to be reminded that surely the justice of the Lord is due to me. It is with the Lord.
我们要被提醒，就是我当得的，你必在耶和华那里。
And our reward is with our God.
我们的赏赐必在我们神那里。
You know, I heard of this story about Martin Luther.
我记得马丁路德的一个故事。
That he was a person who often suffered from long periods of depression and despondency, of being down.
这个人是经常都心情是很悲哀的。 很沮丧的。
And one time his wife dressed up in black clothes.
有一天他太太就穿一条黑色的裙。
And Luther asked her, who has died? How come you're wearing the mourning clothes?
马丁路德就问他，谁过了身呢？为什么你会穿一些去丧礼的衣服呢？
And she said, God.
这个太太就说是神。
And Luther was horrified. He said, God, how can it be? How can God die? How can you say such a thing?
马丁路德就很大的反应，就说神，为什么你可以这么说呢？神怎么会死呢？
And she replied, I'm only saying that which you are living.
这个太太就回答他说，我所说的就是你生活活出来的。
You know, sometimes as believers in the Lord, we can get so down by the things of this world.
有很多时作为相信神的人，我们会被这个世界发生的事令到我们很沮丧。
And we really begin to wear it on our face.
在我们的面都已经看到了。
But the Lord doesn't want us to wear it on our face.
但我们的主不希望我们的面经常带着这个愁容。
Because our Lord God, our Lord Jesus Christ, He is our hope.
因为我们的主，我们的耶稣是我们的盼望。
He is our justice. He is our reward.
是我们的公理，是我们的奖赏。
He is our confidence and our trust.
是我们的自信心，是我们的依靠。
We can commit all things back unto Him.
我们可以将我们所有的事交托在祂的手里面。
Just as the Lord Jesus Christ when He hung on that cross.
就好像我们的主在十字架钉十字架的时候。
When He said, Father, into Thy hands I commit my spirit.
那里就讲到，父啊，我将我交在你的手里面。
And so at that point in time, it was finished for him.
在那个时候就成了。
We need to learn to commit ourselves back to the Lord.
我们需要学习将我们自己交托在神那里。
Learn to leave the results in his hands.
是要将事情的结果交托在他的手上面。
That is what God is responsible for.
因为这个结果是神的责任。
Now, we're not perfect, we're far from perfect.
我们不是完善的，我们是完全不是完善的。
And we can't control all these matters.
我们不可以控制我们周围的事物。
But we have a God who can.
但我们有一位神是可以控制到的。
And not only can he do it, but he does do it.
不单止他能够控制，而他会去控制。
He's a sovereign God.
他是一个全能的神。
He's in control.
他是掌管的神。
And one day we will all have to give an account to him.
有一天我们都要在他面前去交账。
Because he is the righteous judge.
因为他就是那位公义的审判。
And he will judge us according to the measure of faith that we have.
他会凭着我们的信心来去审判我们。
Will we be that type of people who are unable to let go of control?
我们会就是那些不愿意去给神去控制我们一生里面的事的人呢?
Or will we be that type of people who learn to give up our control to our Lord God?
还是我们会选择去给神去控制我们的生命呢?
A servant looks to God in the midst of all adversity.
一个仆人是定睛在神里面,无论是有多少的难处,
regardless of the circumstances,
无论周围发生什么事情,
our hope, our faith is in our Lord.
我们的盼望, 信心都在我们的主里面。
In verses 5 and verse 6, we see that servants are people who are privileged.
在第五和第六节,我们看到, 作一个仆人是有一个特权去服侍神。
They are honored in the sight of the Lord.
他们是作为一个仆人是一个光荣。
Now, it was an honor for our Lord Jesus Christ to do what he did.
我们的主来到地上,他所作的事实在是一个尊贵的事。
It is an honor for us to do what we do for the Lord.
我们今天能够为神作什么事,也是一件尊贵的事。
In whatever area he has called you out to serve, it is an honor.
无论是一方面他呼召你去服侍他的事情上,都是一件荣耀的事。
The honor is just not to serve. The honor does not only consist of serving.
这个光荣不单止是在服侍这个方面。
But the real honor consists of being a servant, being his servant.
但是这个光荣是在我们能够作为他的仆人这一方面是彰显出来的。
To be able to carry out his eternal purpose, to be a part of that.
他能够成为他永远旨意的一部分,能够可以去作为一个成全他永远旨意的一部分。
Just bring glory and honor back into him.
是将荣耀尊贵都归给主。
So in verse 6, we see that the Lord God is one who is faithful, and he is one who does honor his servant.
在第六节,我们看到神就是那位信实的神,他是会尊敬他的仆人。
For the Lord God said, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant.
那里说到,你作我的仆人尚为小事。
That just raising up the tribes of Jacob and restoring the preserved ones of Israel, this was not enough.
只是要雅各众支派复兴,以及要以色列得保存的归回,这些都是小事。
God the Father had much larger plans for God the Son.
父神是对子神有一个更大的计划。
He was to serve as a light for the nations.
他是要成为外邦人的光。
And because he was one who humbled himself and was willing to serve as this light for the nations.
因为耶稣是愿意谦虚他自己,愿意去作为外邦人的光。
Because of this, God highly exalted him.
就是因为主耶稣这么做,父神就是完全是高举我们的主。
And God gave him the name that is above all names.
所以神就给他一个名,是高过天上地下的名。
Right, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
听到主的名,万失都要归拜,万后都要承认。
All this was for the glory of the Father.
所有的都是为到父神的荣耀。
So we can see how God honors the servant.
所以我们看到神是怎样去使他的仆人得到尊荣。
And in so honoring the servant, God is glorified himself.
当他荣耀他的仆人的时候,他自己也得到荣耀。
Now it's wonderful that God doesn't just call us, but he really does give us a purpose.
实在神是不单止去呼召我们,他也给我们一个目的,这件实在是一件很奇妙的事。
That we're not just people who live without a purpose.
我们不是生活里面没有目的的。
We don't just go to school to get an education.
我们不是上学,就是要受教。
We don't just go to work to make a living.
我们上班不是只是去赚钱。
That we're just not living to live.
我们不是为了生活而生活。
But God has so much more of an abundant life that he wants us to have.
但是神是为我们预备了一个更丰盛的生命。
He wants us to learn to glorify him in each and every circumstance, in each and every situation that he has placed us in.
他希望我们在任何生活, 任何一个方面都要将荣耀归给他。
We should not belittle this. We should not belittle this. We should not look down on this.
我们不要看小自己,
we should
看轻这件事,
we need to take this more seriously.
我们不要看轻这件事, 我们要很着重这件事,
that wherever we are in life, whatever stage we're at, wherever He has called us, wherever He has put us,
在无论, 生命, 我们每一个阶段, 在每一个岗位,
it is for a purpose.
都是有一个目的的,
He desires that He would be glorified in us at that place, in that time.
这个目的就是要在那个阶段,在那个岗位,要他得荣耀。
Here in the end of verse 6, we also see that God doesn't only give us a purpose, but He gives us a plan.
在第六节那里看到,神不单止给我们一个目标,也都给了一个计划我们。
He doesn't just tell us that He wants us to glorify Him, but He tells us how we can go about glorifying Him.
他不单止是叫我们需要去荣耀他,也都教我们怎样去荣耀他。
I think we can get this from seeing what the calling, the plan that He had given, the Father God had given to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们或者可以从父神怎样为主耶稣订立了这个计划，我们可以看到。
The first one is that we are to raise up God's people.
第一点是我们要带起神的人民。
We are to restore them.
我们要令到他们复兴。
Of course, we know that we can't do it ourselves. It's the Lord Jesus Christ who's actually done this restoration.
当然我们知道我们不可以凭我们的手做，因为是神主耶稣自己是复兴他的民。
But still, as members of the body of Christ, we're called to encourage one another, to edify one another, to build one another up.
但是作为身体一部分，我们是被呼召去互相去勉励周围的肢体。
And we're to help one another.
要互相帮助，互相建立。
Not just physically, but even more so spiritually.
不单止是外表的，也都是灵性上面。
I think this really speaks of learning how to pray for one another.
实在是讲到我们要学习去互相代祷。
And bear one another's burdens.
去互相担当。
It's a lot easier to just do things, just to run around and help people with our hands.
我们或者周围走，用我们手实实在在帮人是一件很容易的事。
When we sense a need or someone tells us there's a need, we go out and we rush off and help.
当我们见到有需要，或者人家告诉我们有需要，我们就跑去做，去帮助。
But it's much more difficult to sense the spiritual need that is at hand.
但要去感觉到我们周围人属灵上面的、灵性上面的需要，这件是一件更加难的事。
To remember to pray for one another.
要记住去互相代祷。
I think that really speaks of how much we care and we love each other.
实在讲及到我们对弟兄姊妹有多少的关怀。
It's not so much the outward action, but it's the inward action.
不是外在的，而是内在的。
Because based on the inward action, the inward heart, if that is right, then the outward will come out naturally.
因为如果内在的心是对的话，外表的行为亦都会是对。
The other part of the plan that God gives us is to be a light.
另外，一个神给我们的计划就是要作地上的光。
Now, as recipients and bearers of His glorious life, we have this responsibility to go out and to share the good news.
我们作为主耶稣那个荣耀的生命那个接受者，我们需要去将这个生命去分享出来。
We do this with our mouths.
我们藉着我们的口去传扬。We
do it with our bodies. We do it with the way we dress.
藉着我们的身体，藉着我们的衣着。We
do it by how we act and how we live.
我们藉着我们的行为，我们生命上的行为。We
are to become a channel.
我们要成为流通的管子,
by which others can come to know God.
藉着这个管子，人家可以认识神。
The Apostle Paul cited this verse.
保罗是讲过这一句话,
that he himself was being made a light to the Gentiles.
他自己作为外邦人的光。
And we know that our Lord Jesus Christ has told us that we are to be a light.
我们知道我们的主是教训我们要作这个光。
That we are to be the light of the world. We are to let our light shine before men so that they see our good works.
要在人的面前作这个光，使他们见到我们的好行为。
And so that they may be able to glorify God who is in heaven.
当他们看到我们好行为的时候，就能够将荣耀归给天上的父。
My brothers and sisters, let us learn together to serve the Lord.
我们弟兄姊妹，愿意我们真的互相学习去服侍我们的主。
Let us learn together to serve with the right heart and with the right attitude.
我哋愿意一齐学习，系用一个正确嘅心同一个正确嘅态度去服侍神。
That we would look beyond just the service.
我哋要唔单止净系睇服侍同侍奉呢件事情上面。
But that we would strive to become the servant.
我哋要竭力去成为一个好嘅仆人。
Because this is what God desires.
因为这件就是神所悦纳的。
Now let's end our time in a word of prayer.
愿意结束的时候有一个短短的祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for these simple words.
天父，我们多谢你给我们有这些简单的话语。
But as simple as they are marvelous.
虽然是简单，但是是非常之惊奇的。
Because it speaks of the redemptive work that you have done within us.
因为嗰度讲到你赎罪嘅工作。
And how you allow us to be in such a position of privilege and honor.
喺嗰度见到你如何系将呢个如何光荣嘅身份系赐俾我哋。
To be able to be used by you for your own purpose, for your own glory.
系作为你所要用嘅器皿。
And we do pray that you would teach us to examine ourselves.
我哋实在祈求你教导我哋要监察自己
，to humble ourselves before you，
教导我哋喺你面前去谦卑
，and to fix our eyes on our Lord Jesus Christ，
定睛喺主耶稣嘅身上面
，knowing that nothing good dwells within us，
知道我哋嘅心里面系冇任何嘅好嘅事物
，but all that is good dwells in our Lord，
所有好嘅事都系喺我哋嘅主身上面
，and you so desire to change us to transform us。Into that.
亦都见知道你系好希望系希望改变我哋去模造成为你嘅样式。
Give us the strength to be able to walk in this upright way.
求主你真系俾我哋力量可以喺地上可以行呢个路正直嘅路。
Give us the heart to pursue after you.
俾我哋有一个心去追求你。
To become your servant.
作为你嘅仆人。
We pray this in Jesus Christ.
我哋所有都系藉主耶稣基督嘅名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.